Save big at Menards. How big? 11% big. With an 11% rebate on everything, make it warmer. No, 11% warmer with all water heaters, fireplaces, and insulation. From paint to appliances to the tools to get your job done, there's no end to the possibilities with an 11% rebate on your entire purchase right now at Menards. Hurry in. Offer ends April 18th. Stop in today and save big. 11% big.
Save big money at Menards.
It's an epic showdown as heavyweight action returns to the mecca of boxing, Madison Square Garden. Reigning champ and ruler of the ring, Vladimir Klitschko, looks to continue his historic domination of the division.
Klitschko simply separated him from his senses.
But standing in his path, undefeated top American heavyweight Bryant Jennings, in the fight of his life, seeks to keep the titles on U.S. soil. World Championship Boxing, Klitschko versus Jennings, live Saturday, April 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on April 25th with a powerful doubleheader. Undisputed heavyweight champion Vladimir Klitschko returns to fight in the U.S. for the first time since 2008 and puts his title on the line against rising American star Bryant Jennings. Plus, undefeated Saddam Ali takes on Francisco Santana in a welterweight. See it Saturday, April 25th, 9 p.m. Central, only on HBO.
Baseball season is here, which means you can win huge cash prizes playing fantasy baseball every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. With daily fantasy at DraftKings, you don't need to wait until September to take home first place. Just draft your team, stay under the salary cap, and turn your love of baseball into big money at DraftKings.com. Play today and win part of the $300 million in prizes being paid out this baseball season. Enter promo code SCORE to play for free at DraftKings.com. That's SCORE at DraftKings.com.
Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Manchu is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Mint Chew and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. Alright, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmintchew.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
That isn't just the sound of the 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA being put through rigorous wind tunnel testing. It's the sound of precision. Precision that built a compact SUV that's every millimeter a Mercedes-Benz. From the aerodynamic exterior to the superbly detailed cockpit, whether off-road or cruising through the city. This is what precision sounds like. Now discover what it feels like in a 2015 Mercedes-Benz GLA.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves host Utica in Game 2 of the first round of the playoffs Friday night at Allstate Arena.
They haven't won a game yet in the series, but you know, they played well enough to win, so we can't give them any life. This Game 3 is really important. We got to come out strong, we got to get it, and go from there.
That's Mike Dunleavy talking about the Bulls as they could go up 3-0 on the Bucks tonight in Milwaukee. They'll play without Nico Mirotic, who is out with quad and knee soreness. Kirk Heinrich participated fully in practice and is probable for tonight's action. The Blackhawks can close out their first-round series with the Predators tonight with a win in Nashville. Scott Darling starts in net and has a .969 save percentage in the series. The Cubs lost earlier today in Pittsburgh 5-4 to split the four-game series. Jonathan Herrera with a two-run triple, Russell and Castro with the other RBIs. Kyle Hendricks went 5-3, allowed three earned runs on five hits. Brian Schlitter took the loss in relief. The Cubs begin a three-game series in Cincinnati. The White Sox host the Royals tonight at U.S. Cellular. Chris Sale opposes Yordano Ventura. Pregame here on The Score starts at 6:35. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, games going on right now. The Dodgers leading the Giants 2-0 in San Francisco. That one in the middle of the fifth. And bottom of the fourth right now on Washington, the Cardinals lead the Nationals 1-0. Other games that were final, the Yankees over the Tigers 2-1 in Detroit, and the Mets have won their 11th game in a row after they beat Atlanta 6-3 earlier today in New York. And Detroit Tigers closer Joe Nathan is out for the season with a torn UCL. The Bears signed tight end McKenna Sean Pasco to a one-year contract. Pasco started 34 games over six seasons with the Giants and Falcons. And PGA play, it's the first-round action of the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Boo Weekly is your leader in the clubhouse, 8-under-64, one-shot lead over David Hearn, who checked in with a 65. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Stop by that Little Mexican Cafe in Chicago next Friday to kick off your Cinco de Mayo for the Southsider pregame from 6:30 to 7 o'clock and following the game. And you're going to enter for your chance to win great prizes presented by Cabrito Tequila. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And now, Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein present Who's Your Guy?
My guy is Doug's guy. Amari Cooper, wide receiver, Alabama.
Devontae Parker, wide receiver,
Louisville. Todd Gurley, running back, Georgia.
Kevin Coleman, running back, Indiana.
My guy played linebacker at the U, Denzel Perryman.
Eric Armstead, defensive end, Oregon.
John Crockett, running back, North Dakota State University.
Doriel Green Beckham, wide receiver, Mizzou.
My guy is Wisconsin running back, Melvin Gordon.
Michael Pruitt, tight end, Southern Illinois.
Sean Mannion, quarterback, Oregon State Beavers.
Louisville safety, James Sample.
My guy is Landon, University of Alabama. Roll damn tie.
Wow. Roll Tide. That's great.
That was just the first day. We got today, we got tomorrow, so let's dive right into it. The Boers and Bernstein Show. Dan Bernstein, Barry Rosner, and Elliot in Elgin kicks us off. Elliot, who's your guy?
My guy's a quarterback and a good dude, Marcus Mariota.
No editorializing. Marcus Mariota, 6'3 and 3 quarters, weighs 222. Strengths.
Whoa, look out! Ducks! Whoa!
Poised in the pocket, can scan the field, read defenses, and find the open receiver. Very good arm angles and velocity, can snap it quickly when needed. Good balance, decisive trigger man, good spatial awareness, makes measured throws. Can manipulate his arm and throwing platform and create magic on the move. Extremely athletic, with the foot speed to take the corner and avoid the rush. Displays some dazzling run skills and vision to shake defenders out of their shoes. Continues scanning and reading the field while extending plays. Throws with accuracy in the pocket and on the move. Capable of throwing receivers open. Speed and athletic ability are rare for a quarterback. 6.87 second three-cone drill time, 1.56 10-yard split, and as low as a 4.43 second 40, best among quarterbacks. Exceptional work ethic. Known to arrive early at the football office and stay late. Possesses exceptional personal and football character, special intangibles, very respectful of authority and humble. Yet is described by teammates as able to take command on the field, on the sideline, or in the locker room when needed. Is an authentic leader who players respond to, will lead by example, and pull teammates aside and address them when called for. Very durable, smart, tough, mature, accountable. Weaknesses.
Hey, attaboy, Packer!
Narrow bone structure. Is still developing a feel in the pocket, operated a spread offense. Footwork will require some refinement, adjusting to working under center. Is not asked to make a lot of NFL-style progression reads, often turns and throws in an offense that creates open receivers with wide throwing lanes. Could stand to improve deep accuracy, tends to oversling it. Has not shown the killer instinct and on-field leadership presence to close out games in the clutch with his back struggling versus Stanford throughout his career. Could stand to show more poise in the pocket against pressure, could benefit from becoming a more demanding leader on the field and in the huddle, and understanding the importance of vocal leadership, not a true alpha leader. The summary, an athletic playmaking passer who excelled in an up-tempo spread read option offense, Mariota displayed the poise and vision in the pocket of a seasoned surgeon, has proven he can sit in the pocket, scan, and deliver the ball with a high degree of precision, would be dynamite in Chip Kelly's up-tempo offense in Philadelphia, yet could excel in any offense with a creative coordinator willing to tailor a scheme to Mariota's unique strengths. A projected top 10 pick. Marcus Mariota.
Wow. Would you do that? Would you tailor your entire football team to fit him?
No, I'm not as big a fan as Nolan Naraki seems to be. Matt is downtown and is on the score. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. It's Matt downtown.
Yes.
It's Matt Abatacola downtown.
Here's my guy, Alexander Marpet from Division III Hobart. I think he'd be a great offensive lineman for the Bears.
Alexander Marpet. Here he is.
You hung up on him?
He's listed as a center and a guard, 6'3 and 7/8, 307 pounds. Ali Marpet. Strengths.
Where is he?
I don't know what's going on here.
A lot of milk.
Has a solid build, carries his weight very well, efficient movement skill, plays with consistent pad level, strong finisher, good leg drive, strong run blocker, good football playing temperament and intensity, good balance, agility, and lateral quickness, very smart and competitive. The game was not too big for him at the Senior Bowl, where he showed he could handle better competition, and worked out extremely well at the Combine. Diligent, self-motivated, driven to improve. Weaknesses.
Harry carries.
Regularly matched up against lesser competition, seldom challenged in college, could do a better job recognizing the blitz. Yeah, that'd be nice. And will need to hone his eyes. Inconsistent hand placement and technique, does not reload his hands, can be overly analytical. He's described as a Division III college left tackle with the length and quickness ideally sought on the inside of the pros. Projects to center or guard, possesses the foot quickness and run blocking grit to emerge as an eventual starter. Ideally in his own blocking scheme, may have improved his draft standing as much as any player in the draft by proving himself in the postseason, could have an opportunity to contribute readily. Third to fourth round pick is Hobart's Ali Marpet. Matt in Lake in the Hills, you're on the score. Who's your guy?
Hello, boys. My guy is offensive tackle Rob Haverstein from Wisconsin.
I have a Rob Havenstein from Wisconsin.
Close enough.
6'7 and 3/8, 321 pounds, offensive right tackle. Strengths.
John Croce.
Rare body length, flashes some nastiness, will maul defenders in the run game once he gets his hands on them. Takes good angles and understands leverage. Solid technician. Showed a strong power step and great feel for positioning in one-on-one drills at the Senior Bowl. Functional base strength to handle and redirect power. Seeks to finish blocks. Weaknesses. Limited athlete with average recovery speed, tends to play too tall, flat-footed, straight-legged, consequently gets out-leveraged and winds up on the ground a lot. I don't like that.
That doesn't sound good.
Limited shock in his punch. Put some vodka in there. Had labrum surgery on both shoulders early in college career and had to modify workouts to alleviate pressure from shoulders, translating to only 16 reps in the bench press, the lowest of any offensive lineman. Late to arrive at the second level, limited blocking range is confirmed with the slowest three-cone drill time of any player at the combine.
Is there like a number? Do they put like actual red flags on a guy's bio?
They stick them in his head, I think. A lumbering positional blocker who wins with intelligence, toughness, and angles, has enough grit to eventually earn a starting job in the pros as a right tackle only. Limited positional value and shoulder concerns hinder his draft status.
Let me guess. Third or fourth round?
Fourth to fifth round pick. Fourth. Very good. That is Rob Havenstein, tackle.
Hammerstein?
Wisconsin. Ottawa, here is Mike on the score. Mike, who's your guy?
My guy is Iowa Hawkeye offensive lineman Brandon Scherff.
Previously mentioned by Pete Futek as the likely only white person selected in the first round of this.
Man, white people are going to have to get together and protest, I think.
He is a left tackle, left guard, Brandon Scherff, 6'4 and 5/8, 319. Strengths.
You know,